Good afternoon, just ticked over into afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 6th of February. And oh my days, I am all over the shop. Watched the Spurs game last night. Went to bed at about just after that, really, 10 o'clock, quarter past 10. Woke up, thought I'd been in bed for ages, and it was midnight. Literally an hour and three quarters. And then I was ping wide awake. The old jet lag has got me. Didn't go back to bed till about half six this morning. Had a couple of hours and then got up again. So I think for a couple of days I may be a little bit zombie-like and not at my best. So do bear with me. I'm going to leave it till after the weekend to update things like the portal and trading update, just so that I don't make any mistakes while I'm feeling all over the shop. Football will run tomorrow as normal. I'll get up and do the 8 o'clock process. Don't worry about that. Yes, and we'll plug through the weekend and then next week we'll get into it. Right, what have I got? I've got a load of horses today. I've actually got an absolute ton of horses. To be fair, one of the guys who does the horses was away for the same time as me. He got back yesterday as well. So that was one of the reasons why it was a bit quieter when I was away. But I've got a ton. I was going to pick a couple, but I might as well give them all to you. Because if I start trying to pick them, I'll probably pick the wrong ones. Okay, so let's rattle through those, and then I will leave you be. And obviously, we've got the golf starting today. I'll keep an eye on that through the weekend and update any moves I make. Okay, 153 at Doncaster with these new strange times. 153 at Doncaster, taking the favourite on. So you could lay the favourite at 1.93, but back in two against it. The second and third favourites in effect. Isolate and Rico Boy. Let me just check. Rico Boy is an each way bet. So win and place. Isolate also each way. So both of those win and place. Isolate and Rico Boy. So I'd have a couple of small bets on those in the 153. In the 123 at Doncaster, good win and place bet, Minella Examiner, 123 at Doncaster. In the 415 at Maidan, good win bet, Ektiar. Good win bet, Ektiar, 415 at Maidan. In the 305 at Maidan, small win and place, Lyndon B. Small win and place, Lyndon B. In the 450 at Maidan, small win and place, New Trails, big price. New Trails, small win and place. 330 Doncaster, half decent win place, South Seas. So let's say a good win place, South Seas, 330 at Doncaster. And in the 440 at Doncaster, again, good win place bet, Herminus in the 440, Herminus. So that's it. Obviously, you play any of these at your own peril. I keep saying that. You don't have to play them. There's no football at all today, nothing on. So literally, I'm going to catch up some files and get ready for running the processes tomorrow morning. Do please bear with me because I do feel absolutely dreadful at the minute. But that is just jet lag. That will soon pass. Get into a routine of getting to bed and getting up at a normal hour and try not to fall asleep during the day. And as I say, I'll catch everything up and do all the prize winners and everything sort of Monday, Tuesday onwards. I've got nowhere to go now. We've obviously got no dog at home, so I will be sitting in my office next week and get everything caught up to speed. And I'll come out with a few of the stories from America and catch you all up to speed with everything. And we'll get into some of this mindset stuff. I am absolutely sick to death of reading people about telling people they can't win and the maths and this, that and the other. 90% of this game, 99% of this game is nothing even to do with selections. It's to do with how you approach it, chopping and changing, giving up, bad staking, this, that and the other. People just seem intent at the minute. It's almost like a flipping mass swarm of telling people what they've got to do and can't win and don't do this and don't do that. Closing line values, everything. Of course, a lot of that stuff is important. I'm not dissing it. But if people think that is why people don't win and telling other people they're lucky and this, that and the other, can't be doing with it. I'm going to get you guys on some sort of path to stick at things and actually make some progress. There's lots of people out there with great selections and people still don't win because they don't know how to stake them or give up or whatever. It's but there seems to be an absolute groundswell at the minute of telling people they can't do this and can't do that and that's shit and this is shit and blah 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 and I'm sick to death of it. So I'm going to plug on doing what I do and pass as much of what I do on to you guys through the course of this year on this podcast, hopefully. Got some big plans for myself. Got a couple of things I want to do myself in relation to new markets or different ways to bet, which I think are going to be brilliant based on sort of what's coming off my new sheet. So I'll update people with that over the next month and catch all that up to speed. But there's stuff on there that's just making fortunes at the minute, and I can't see that it's going to stop. It's going to continue to do so, and obviously it's just a matter of keeping that going and sharing it. But if you showed it to one of the mathematician types, saying can't win, lucky, fuck off. Right, move on. Have a lovely whatever it is. It's Thursday now. I don't know what day of the week it is. Thursday. Hope those horses do okay for some of you that are on. Bear in mind it is just one date, but and I will be back with you. Hopefully a bit more compass mentis. Tomorrow morning, but as I say, everything will be processed as normal, 8 o'clock for the football.